Track 4. New Homes Project gets cash backing. A new project to build homes for local people in the centre of Newton Abbott has been given cash backing by Teignbridge Council. Its executive committee pledged more than £142,000 for the next phase in building new homes at Sherborne House. In August, the council gave itself permission to build a block of badly needed apartments on the site of the town's old bus station in Kingstainton Road. There will be 23 new social rent apartments in 3- and 4-storey blocks. The development will be low carbon, accessible to all, and almost vehicle free. Existing social housing tenants who want to downsize and free up much needed larger family homes will be invited to apply for the 1- and 2-bedroom properties. Priority will be given to applicants with a connection to Newton Abbott. The money will prepare the project to go out to tender to a development partner who will do the building work. Committee members were enthusiastic about the project. Councillor Gary Taylor, Lib Dem, Kenton and Starcross said, "This is a very well-designed building. It is hitting the spot, absolutely." Councillor Richard Buscombe, Liberal Democrat, Bradley, said it would help meet Teignbridge's high demand for single-bedroom properties and may encourage some people living in larger properties to switch. All properties will be built to internationally recognised standards, meaning maximum energy efficiency and low running costs. Two will be wheelchair-friendly and have the only car parking spaces, with other tenants encouraged to use alternative means of transport.
Drugs seized in raid on property. Police seized a large amount of Class A drugs valued at £2,000 during a raid on a property. Officers revealed a warrant was executed at an address in the town last month following community concerns about the property. Following proactive inquiries, the warrant was executed and resulted in the seizure of the drugs. A 49-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of possession with intent to supply. He is currently on bail while inquiries are ongoing. Inspector Sean Roper, who heads up the neighbourhood police team in Dawlish, said, "This proactive action sends a clear message that we listen to our community's concerns and take robust action against people committing crime. We will continue to carry out proactive work to identify offenders, including warrants, gathering intelligence and conducting patrols. All information we receive from the public helps us build a picture of crimes happening in our area. These reports help us take action. We're listening and we're acting on your concerns. So please, continue to come forward and report crime information to us."
Mystery of Ashburton sycamore tree felling. Mystery surrounds the felling of a large sycamore tree in Ashburton. The mature tree was removed, seemingly without permission, as work is going on to develop a new business park in Dolbear. But councillors and residents are outraged at the move, which has caused shock similar to the sycamore gap tree felling at Hadrian's Wall. Dartmoor National Park Authority has now launched an investigation into its removal. Former Ashburton Mayor and District Councillor John Nutley said, "As you can imagine, this has caused outrage throughout the town from Ashburton Town Council and councillors and the residents. This was in the conditions of the planning application and the approval that the mature sycamore tree would not be felled and that all precautions were to be taken in protecting the tree. This tree was a lovely focal point when coming into Ashburton." He said neither DNPA nor Ashburton Town Council were consulted. He said, "I trust that a full investigation will be carried out." Dartmoor National Park Authority said in a statement, "We are saddened by the felling of this sycamore tree at Dolbear near Ashburton. The tree protection plan identifies those trees to be retained and what tree protection measures are required during development of the site. In this case, the tree that has been felled was the focus of a range of measures, including protective fencing, a construction exclusive zone, and a special protection area. Ashburton Town Council said on its social media that it had been informed the tree on the Delbier development opposite Balland Lane was being removed. It said the council had previously informed throughout the planning process that this tree would need heavy pollarding due to National Highways site restriction guidance. Construction is currently underway on a controversial new business park at the location.
Be mindful when parking, asks Fire Station. A Teignbridge Fire Station is reminding people to be mindful when parking their cars after its crew faced difficulty getting around. It had been brought to Buffy Tracy Fire Station's attention that access through Mary Street, as well as the surrounding roads, was starting to become difficult. While we appreciate and understand that finding a space to park can be difficult, we ask our community to be mindful of emergency vehicles that may have to respond to incidents, a spokesman for Buffy Tracy Fire Station said. Our appliance struggled to manoeuvre down these roads. While these vehicles are parked legally, they may hinder emergency services, causing delays to potential life or death situations due to how narrow these roads are, the spokesman added.
Vehicles using Queen Street as normal. Vehicles continue to use Queen Street as normal despite new restrictions. With work to the Newton Abbott Road having been substantially completed, it has reopened to traffic as of Monday, October the 28th. But not all traffic is permitted to access the road past Albany Street. The joint Devon County Council and Teignbridge District Council project sees the stretch of road between Albany Street and Courtney Street dubbed a pedestrian and cycle zone. Access is restricted to disabled badge holders, taxis, buses, cycles, and vehicles loading and unloading, though many drivers are simply ignoring the new restrictions and using the road as normal. And with no physical barrier or ANPR camera of any kind, it is not entirely clear what will stop drivers from continuing to do so. The police do not have the resources to enforce the traffic regulation orders, or at the very least, they did not at the time of the TRO consultation in October of 2022, when the then local inspector said as much at a meeting, the Mid-Devon Advertiser understands. Officers have been present on Monday and Tuesday to direct drivers to exit Queen Street via Albany Street. Opinion on the change is split, with some saying Queen Street should never have been changed in the first place, whereas others are calling for people to respect the new rules regardless of whether they like them or not.